Do you like to learn about random wild stuff? You know, the things you didn't think you needed to know about, then realize you should? Then welcome to Nothing Off Limits, the podcast that gives you one place to go for something different. Impress your next party guest with your unusual body of knowledge. And if you dig the show, get more information at LadyFoxEntertainment.com and subscribe, rate, or review. Thanks. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Nothing Off Limits. Last year, in November of 2016, you may recall my episode with Wes Hobrick. He's a self-trained 31-year-old photographer and visual artist who kicked an addiction to Dilaudid and used art to treat his depression, anxiety, and chronic migraines. It's a great episode. I encourage you to check it out. Well, Wes is returning to the show today. He's discussing a new project that he's part of called the New Romantics. They're a group of like-minded lovers of art of all kinds, from books to pop art, photography, film, music, humor, poetry, culture, and a lot more. Their goal is of helping the general public to tap into their own creative side, and especially to develop a more expanded version of the concept of what is romantic. As a matter of fact, they say that they formed the group to revolt against the preconceived notions of romance as the happy ending. Instead, their group spreads the message that romance can be found in everything from nature to pain to the erotic to even death. Also, the group passionately believes, like with Wes's story, that art truly does save lives. Now, Wes is one of the group's editors, and he's going to share a lot more today about the group, the New Romantics, and their growing presence on Facebook and Twitter. He's going to tell you what it's all about, what to expect when you join, and you can find them on facebook.com/groups/the New Romantics, spelled N-U. Welcome back, Wes.
Oh, glad to be here, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, I know that you hit me up and you were super excited about this project. Now, before we dive into the details about it, where in the heck did the name come from?
You know, I think a big part of that was the four founding members of our group. That would be authors Ashley Shades, R.B. O'Brien, Tori Jodine, and Miss Knight. Forming it as a way to revolt against preconceptions in their chosen genre, which is erotica, and getting at that more expanded definition of romantic, which for me kind of harkens back to romanticism as a movement in Europe, where it tapped into emotions in the full gamut of the human experience as communicated in art.
Yeah, I'm sure it's hard for a lot of people in general to see erotica as romance because they kind of put it in a different box. It's considered something way more sexy. Like romance is sweet and innocent, isn't it? In most people's minds.
In their conceptions, but our ideas are that it can get into really anything that is the gamut of what it means to be human, even pain, death, suffering, and joy on the flip side of that. To really get into just, like I said, what it means to be human. And it's not just this box or schema that Hollywood would put it into, or that people would put erotica into, which to me is more titillation. We go beyond that. You know, into pure, raw emotion.
I love that.
The full gamut of it. And we are hoping that we can help people get in touch with that and with ways to communicate it better themselves through all methods of art.
Now, how did all the four founders meet?
You know, that they were involved with another group that they were not happy with, which I believe the biggest part of that for them was that this group was trying to pigeonhole them in terms of the definitions of their chosen genre.
Which is erotica, you said.
It is. And they wanted something different. They wanted something better, something more inclusive as well.
You and I spoke offline when you were telling me about this. And you said, you know, this group is all about getting rid of this whole idea around marginalizing anybody within the arts community. And it's so funny because you think of arts as being very open and very exploratory and all those things. But yet, even within the arts community, marginalization happens. And so it's interesting.
Oh, it certainly is. And that, it, you know, it's a sad thing that it does happen in the arts community. But as I discussed in my other episode, you see it with things like outsider art, too.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Where certain people get in there, I guess you could say ivory towers, about what it is to have good art. And, you know, that by necessity, when you get into that mode of thinking, it pushes certain people away.
Absolutely.
And we're not about that. We're about bringing people together and helping them to discover the artists within themselves.
I love that so much because you're opening it up to people who may have not even really done art before, right? Or created anything, painted, written an article, anything, but they're just curious about it.
Yeah, we are opening it up to as many as want to get involved. And, you know, that's been very vital for me because of my story, too. And
absolutely.
I am of the firm belief that art saves lives. And I'm hoping that I can help translate that to other people in their stories and their struggles.
Absolutely.
That is a larger goal of our group, too, to help translate that.
Mm-hmm. So tell us more about what it looks like once you join the group. How is it set up and how do things roll out in terms of, because you've got so much different types of content that's coming across through the group. How does it work?
We have a pretty full weekly schedule in our group with, again, a lot of writing prompts, get into tips as well. We get into discussions of different types of art. For instance, on Mondays, we have Movie Monday with me. I'm kind of the de facto film guy in mm-hmm. the group.
I love that, by the way. Love all of your, your Instagram posts, too. I see some of these old movie stars, and I'm like, oh, how cool. Love.
Well, thank you. We also have a Make Me Read post on Monday, which is kind of a variety of different content to get people engaged. That can be, you know, really a variety of things. Tuesdays, we have music and musings through the eyes of an empath.
Mm.
And that that's something you really have to read to understand it, get into it, get excited about it.
Music through the eyes of an empath. You should start another one that's like music through the eyes of a narcissist. What does that look like? Or what does that sound like?
Yep. That gets a lot of variety, too.
What are those articles? Like, give me an example of what an article would be.
Oh, a lot of the times she will pick a particular song or theme to go by with that. Molly gets into a lot of interesting stuff there. She has a very eclectic taste.
But so that's cool, though. But like whatever post is put up for whatever category, the point around it is to get engagement, to get people to be involved with, you know, that particular topic and to talk about it and to be inspired by it.
Certainly. All of our authors do that, and I know that I do every Monday with the film. So I post a variety of stuff on there, usually movies that can be found easily online, but that may not have as quite a wide a view nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Tuesday Tips on Tuesday with Michael, who gets into a lot of author tips about not just marketing yourselves, but also on ways to like structure story, narrative art, character development. Wednesday, we get into our humor, which is Laugh Lines with S.K. Barrett. We have also Wicked Wednesday, which is rather interesting. That's another one that gets a lot of variety.
Sounds like horror.
We get into that somewhat with Wicked, but it also gets into things that are more of the erotica genre.
Oh, okay.
I love your little life.
I love your little chuckle. Wicked Wednesday.
We have word of the day with Margaret on Wednesdays too. Now Thursday is when we get into a little bit more of the horror and action genres with Thrilling Thursday. And what a lot of the times the post will be of that is a meme from a horror movie or an action movie, and you write a brief story about it.
Hmm. That's a good exercise.
It is. It really is. And it gets a lot of variety, too, but we also have Thoughtful Thursday edits, which are people post work in progress. And we give opinions on that perspective,
that's awesome.
Of course.
Yeah. Now I'm seeing like the true variety, but it's really actually a group that's helping people hone their craft. So it's not just about exposing them to being more creative, but if they're actually actively making art, whether it's writing something or painting or whatever, or taking pictures, they'll actually get some great tips and be part of a community that can really bounce ideas off of each other. That's really awesome.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge part of what we do with that. When you get into Fridays, we get into our free-for-all Friday, where people can post whatever they want within Facebook guidelines and, reason. Sometimes folks can be a bit, shall we say, draconian, but we also have another exercise that day, which is micro shorts, which is rather interesting. And the way that that is explained is, consider a haiku and a short story having a baby. It's kind of odd, but it's fun.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be haiku anymore for sure, but it would definitely be shorter than short story.
That it would, most definitely.
That's funny.
Saturday, we get into Celebrate Saturday, which touches on literature, art, photography, and history. And then we have a more broad cultural column called Dispelling Myths with our author, Tamara McClanahan. And she touches on a lot of stuff there.
Dispelling myths about what?
Oh, she has gotten into everything from myths in literature, women's literature, all the way to Barbie dolls.
Mm.
It's an interesting column. And by the way, a lot of these columns that we have can also be found on our publication website. People can go there to read it. Lastly, in our schedule, we have on Sunday, Kinky Corner's Story Time. You can get a lot of that from the way it sounds. It's fun.
There's a lot of erotica going on.
That there is.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we have Share Anything Sunday, which is rather similar to the Free For All Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Inspiration a Day. So that is our weekly schedule. And then we also have other special features, which are namely poetry postings and readings.
So when you do that, is it like Facebook Live?
It hasn't been so far. It's been some of our authors recording themselves.
Oh, okay.
And reading. But we have done some live writing in the group with certain authors, which is more of a live thing,
where they
do basically a story between them over a given period of time.
Have you had anyone, get into a little tiff over something on the page? Have you ever had one particular post or posts in mind where people went off about something?
We really haven't. We keep it pretty strict with the editorial standards with things that we put up there. I, for instance, tend to avoid politics in there. I think it's a good formula as an editor. But no, we haven't really had any.
That must be difficult for you to leave that out because of everything that's going on right now.
Well, I air it in different forms, but
yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, Wes. I mean, as you know, on this show, I don't usually cover politics at all, but I've been getting more into it lately. And wow, that's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Now it's opened up a whole new can of worms in my brain now that I'm actually paying attention to it. What?
Oh, most definitely. I think that's happened over much of the country, too.
Yes, everyone's on edge. Yeah, paper towels are being thrown. Okay, let's not go on a tangent.
Nope.
All right, so there hasn't been anything crazy going on in the group. I mean, it's fun and it's engaging, and you're already up to 700 people in there, and there's so much content and variety available for everyone. You do the film part. What is your favorite of the one that you don't do? What is your favorite column?
My favorite column would be Late Night Laugh Lines on Wednesday. Because I'm a sarcastic person by nature, and I like to let loose. And you know, it's great fun when you get into it.
I love it. There's so much going on. It must be hard for you to even keep up with the content if you're part of the group.
Oh, you know, I think a lot of the times when people get in there, they will gravitate to what is most natural for them and what they most identify with.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that would be the poetry, whether that would be the film, or whether that would be the thoughtful edits. And, you know, I would encourage anybody who does go to the group page to explore it and get into it and see what feels natural to them.
Mm-hmm. Have you done any special focus on the piece about art saving lives, helping people get over depression or addictions and things of that sort? Like, have you ever had a feature on that specifically?
You know, we haven't, but that is a fantastic idea. I have shared my story and the interview that I did with you last November in the group, but I haven't done anything as a special focus on that yet, but that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, because I mean,
I don't think it can be restated enough, the saving power of art.
I agree. And it's also an encouragement to get people to try it. Maybe they just think of themselves as a non-artist or, oh, I don't have any creative bones in my body, you know, that kind of thing. But you can try it. You might be surprised what you enjoy.
Most certainly. And I think the best way to get over that is really just to test it. Jump right in and see how you do. And, you know, we're not a critical community.
That's good.
We give positive reinforcement and positive help there, but we would never get in there and, you know, be overtly critical with people.
That's good, because I don't know the traditional constructs of writing, right? I would just write. That's just free-flowing writing, like I do for my blog or whatever. And so it would be interesting to see if I submitted something that I wrote up and get that help around refining it and making it more the way it should be, I guess, in terms of traditional writing styles or writing approaches.
Most certainly. And, you know, I think that honestly, the best writing just comes from the core like that, too.
I love stuff raw. Yeah.
Me, too.
Yeah. Well, I know you do.
I do have a degree in English, but most of what I do is raw as well.
Well, yeah, with your photography and the fact that you were self-trained and all of that, that brings a new kind of element to it. I think we had talked about that last time, where there's something there that goes beyond. It's your own true character coming through, your own true expression. Because I feel like when someone's too trained, then they stay within those parameters. They stay within that framework of their training, and they don't allow themselves to truly express because they're worried about technique.
I agree. You can get into too much of a box with what is taught, and that inhibits outside the box thinking and solving of problems.
Totally.
Whether that's in visual art, like I learned, or whether that's in other types of art, like the written word.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, like, do they have tips on how to become an author? There's all this stuff all over the internet where they're like, we'll turn you into a published author and all of that kind of stuff.
Most certainly. You know, we did just have a marketing workshop in the group not that long ago, which was rather illuminating on ways to hustle, as I talked about before.
Yes.
With one's art and to get one's name out there.
That's awesome, because a lot of artists don't know that side of things, right? That piece. And that photographer Cheshire Cat also talked about that, how she's like, so many people just don't know how important it is to do the marketing side. And it's kind of like, it's dreadful for some artists to have to deal with that, but it's a huge part of it. Huge.
I agree. It's vital to get one's name out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I learned that firsthand with just putting in the time to knock down doors, as it were, and to get my work out.
Totally. Now, I remember your work is all over the clothing, like scarves and tops and like this cool clothing line. I never got my cashmere scarf, Wes. Where is it?
Oh, I need to get you one. I have to do that.
Can't you get a free sample? Can't the clothing company send you a scarf and then you can be like, okay, Michelle, this is for you.
Yeah, I could.
Merry holidays.
I'm totally bugging about that. Get that done.
See, my new thing right now is asking for what you want. I want one of those scarves with Wes Art.
That's a good plan. It's vital to hustling to get one stuff out there, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then I can do some Instagram posts kind of promoting your work, too. So we'll be marketing together. We'll be co-promoting.
Hey, definitely.
See?
That works.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, it's true, though, that there is an importance around getting your name out so that those types of opportunities can fall into your lap, whether you're an author or creating visual art or any of those things. Because you said that just sort of fell into your lap, like you didn't seek it out, the deal with the clothing company.
Yeah, that fell into my lap. They sent me an email and I looked into it and yeah, it worked. I thought, well, what the hell? Let's do it.
Right. And so that's, you know, again, just an underscoring the whole idea of having your name out there. Somebody's going to find you and be into it. I love it. What do you all envision as the future of the group? Where do you see it going? What's the roadmap?
I mean, our biggest thing right now is getting more people interested in getting our prompts out there, the writing prompts, funneling more people in. We're working on a anthology as well of writing that was produced for the prompts in the group.
What is an anthology, though? Is that like an archive of work that people could go through and use as resources?
It is. They could go through and look at it or go through and just enjoy the writing that's there.
Nice. You know,
it's a collection of different people. And as I said, writing that was produced for the group, in the group. So
I dig it. So what is your hope for the number of people who are involved in the group? What numbers are you in your head as like a really dream goal?
To be truthful, I haven't thought of an exact number so much as I have just been hitting it hard and fast and consistent and getting it out there. And hoping for the best result.
Yeah, because again, the mission of the group is really positive. It's like to bring people together. You're not marginalizing anyone within the arts community. You're welcoming newbies. You're celebrating art and you're getting rid of preconceived notions about certain types of art. So to me, it sounds like, you know, it's just one big positive soup. You know, it's fun.
Definitely. I mean, that's a great way to sum up what we're about and what we're trying to do.
Well, good. I'm glad I get it. I get it.
I bet you do.
And I'm glad to be part of the group. I admit fully that I haven't been engaging much because I've been focused on some other things, including this show. But now that I've had you on and I've had an opportunity to learn a lot more about it, I definitely want to get more involved and spend more time going through, especially the tips. And I mean, wow, what a great resource and what a cool community to come together in this way. Any final thoughts for everybody out there listening or getting involved with the group?
We would encourage anybody who would be interested to seek us out using those links that we provided on your page with this episode. And just getting in, taking a look at it, and diving in where you feel interested.
And if somebody wants to become more involved, like be an editor like you, like be in charge, or if they have a great idea for a Friday or a Saturday show or a column rather, can they apply for that, or are there opportunities to expand the editorial staff?
I would encourage them to contact me directly on Facebook or Twitter about that, or any of our other four founders who are very vocal in the group, and you'll see them quite regularly. Mm-hmm. Definitely seek us out. We're always open to new ideas.
I dig it. Wes, it's always great talking with you, and it's been nice staying in touch with you. And you were so supportive when I was going through relationship issues earlier this year. And I just want to say that I appreciate you as not only a guest on the show, but as a new friend. And someday we will meet in person, and I'm going to be wearing that scarf.
Well, that is definitely, it's a mutual pleasure, Michelle. You're a great person.
Thank you. Thanks, Wes.
A great friend.
Thank you. Now, what's the publishing website? I know we have the link to it, but do you remember the actual URL?
The URL is medium.com/the-nu-romantics.
Okay. So that link is available to all of you in the show notes. I encourage you to get involved with the group. Reach out to Wes. Connect with him on Twitter, Instagram. It's Habrick Noir, correct?
Correct.
All right. Thanks again, Wes.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Michelle.
Have a great topic you'd like to hear discussed on an upcoming episode of Nothing Off Limits? Email us at ideas@ladyfoxentertainment.com. In the meantime, please subscribe, rate the show, and go to ladyfoxentertainment.com to sign up for our email list and to check out our resources page. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you next time.